Wow. So a lot has happened since I last did one of these. Hope everyone is okay. Obviously everyone's on lockdown. And the world is a very different place than it was a few weeks ago when I did my last episode. So just to recap, my last episode I was pretty much getting ready to do a new play. Up in Edinburgh Fringe, I was really excited. Then the world as we knew it fell apart. but life goes on, and I just hope anyone who's listening to this or gets to listen to this is good. I'm staying with family, like I always have, but I'm locked in with family. And anyone who lives with family know that there are going to be great moments, not so great moments, moments when you're feeling great and grateful, and also small moments when you could just like jump out a window. But that's how things go. I hope everyone's okay. It's funny, a few weeks ago, just before we went into lockdown and just before we knew that it was actually going to be a pandemic, I was talking to a friend of mine about doing a challenge of writing monologues and scripts for different actors. So fast forward now, I've written over 25. People have been recording them at home when they can and posting them on Instagram. So it's something called hashtag Che Wrote It. All the details are in my link tree. And that's been really fun. So it's been fun for me to work with people I know, people I've never met as well, who've just been brave and had fun with it. I was thinking as well how this time, it's so funny how the last couple of years, when people are not, say, in the creative industry, have always wondered, like, oh, you know, do you make any money from it? Like, what's the point? And, you know, do you see yourself doing it? And I don't know if it's going to happen, this and that. Then, if you look at now, with everyone being in isolation, Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus, Now TV, all these subscription services, Anchor, they've all been getting people through each day. People are watching more than they used to, listening to more than they used to, reading more, and it's a testament to how much we need art, and art imitates life and life imitates art, to the point where I even submitted a script for something. I did a short film script based on the isolation. A few friends of mine as well, they've made different, they've actually shot a short film in their house because they all live with like different creatives, so they've shot something. I had another group of friends who have made a song, which is one of the best songs I've heard. It's about they just shot it in their back garden in their flat, and it's just amazing. So I have to just give a shout out to everyone who's been making stuff in this time. I even did a monologue and posted it just as an excerpt from one of the plays I wrote last year. So I got to fool around and have fun and do American accent. That's been really good. It's a different world we're living in. There's so much news coming out, and it's a very, man, I don't even know what to think right now about the outside world. All I can do is just really just take care of myself, check in with the people around me, and just go from there. It's insane. It really is insane. Some days have been easy for me. Some days I've woke up thinking, yes. There was a day, 2 days last week, where I literally just couldn't get out of bed. Literally, I just woke up, went to my iPad, went to my phone, and just, I literally forced myself to sleep to pass the time. Then there's other days I'm just happy that this is happening because I'm not having to be around so many people. So, you know, but, you know, we carry on, and each day comes with its own challenges, but also each day comes with its opportunities, because I don't think I've ever been this creative in terms of writing ever, and this has just brought something out of me. And I have friends who are starting podcasts and all types of things, so it's just like, you know, on my Instagram I try to share every time something's going on with someone, whether they've, I don't know, done a picture or done a funny video or written a poem or something, I just reshare that, because I think it's so important for us to support each other, even in the small ways. I know people a lot of time look at grand gestures, you know, with the NHS and supporting them, which we should, because my mum used to work for the NHS before she retired, and you know, for anyone who's ever had to use the NHS, like myself, like when I had cataracts, they saved my life. When I broke my ankle and had to have 3 operations, they saved my life. When I've had family members who've been rushed to hospital for different reasons, they have saved their lives too. And but any way people can help, I don't mean just in the, as I say, not in those grand gestures, but in the small gestures, checking in on people, a message, a text message goes a long way. Like, I've always had family in London and around the world, but I know there's some people who I know who, just before this even happened, they were by themselves, and they're still by themselves now, literally in a room, like a hostel set up, just them, and that can be very challenging. So, you know, shout out to those people. But yeah, I hope everyone's good. I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of hard for me to do this right now. even with like the Zoom chats and house party for me, it's very good. I love house party, but I don't think it's for me, because it's like I get to the point where I talk to like a good friend of mine and we're talking through what we're watching and what we're doing and what our plans are, and then it gets to the point of the conversation where it's like you look out the window or you look up or you look to the left or right of you, it's just you. So mental health right now is such a, it's as important as our literal physical health. Also a thing I was thinking about recently, because I've been doing a lot of fasting, like I've done a 24-hour fast where I've literally not eaten anything, not even drank anything, then I'll eat in a certain window. And I think a lot of time we've been told by the government and health authorities what to put in our environment and what to put on our bodies and how to stay clear of like the virus, of course, which is very helpful, but also something to think about is what we're putting in our bodies. So hot water, fruits, water, fluids, exercise, stuff like that, even like stuff we're consuming, like there's certain films right now I can't watch because they put me in too much of a state of like, oh my god, I'm really untrapped. So, you know, it's doing whatever you need to do to take care of you and the people who you immediately interact with in this period. So I hope everyone's good. If you want to check out my work, just search hashtag Che Wrote It. It's a beautiful sunny day. I am, on the whole, I am positive about this, about what's going to happen, but I'm trying to focus more on the now, because I think a way of thinking is that a lot of us think, okay, start off everything positive, when this is over, I'm going to do this, or when this is over, I'm going to be creative again, or when this is over, I can be happy, where really our world, our how we experience everything goes on in our head in the present. So, you know, it's always good to think about or be present in where you are now, and yeah, go from there. But these are just my thoughts on my own, and you know, opinions and thoughts can change. If I did this podcast say last week, it would have been a very different episode. If I do it tomorrow, it'll be a very different episode again. But that is life. We shouldn't judge ourselves for changing our minds, because the more we learn and the more we experience, the more we change, and then the output from when we communicate to others, whether it's conversation, posts, or talking on a podcast like I am, it can change, it is affected. So, you know, but hey ho, hope everyone's good, peace and love. I will be doing another one of these when I feel like it. Not necessarily again this week, it could be after this is all done in a few months or a few weeks, who knows. But yeah, if anyone can recommend any good news sources to look at, that'd be really helpful. So I'm trying to look at like positive news going on now as well. Like, there's still a lot going on in the world, even just the fact that pollution and stuff like that is down, which is amazing. So I hope one thing which comes out of this, besides the way we live in terms of like health, with the directly with the coronavirus, I wonder what ways the planet will change in terms of when we're out of this. Will people possibly, I don't know, travel as much? Will there be ways to look at reducing our carbon footprint? Like, what I'm wondering what other things will change once this is over. But anyway, I hope everyone's good. Peace, love. This is Chase Social signing out. Thank you for everyone who's ever listened to any of my podcasts. Like, I really do appreciate it. And yeah, one day at a time, guys. Okay, peace, love. Bye-bye.